Planet Fitness slammed with more than 24 bomb threats after transgender locker room incident. By Hannah Knudsen on April 9, 2024. Planet Fitness has been hit with more than 24 bomb threats across the country following an incident involving a transgender woman, a biological man, shaving in the women's locker room at a franchise in Fairbanks, Alaska. The original incident occurred in March after one gym-goer, Patricia Silva, discovered a man shaving in the women's locker room. According to reports, she told employees and made a video about it. "Good day, I just wanted to say I just came out of Planet Fitness, and there is a man shaving in the women's bathroom," she said in one of the videos. "I realize he wants to be a woman, he gets to be a woman. I love him in Christ. He's a spiritual being having a human experience. He doesn't like his gender, so he wants to be a woman," she said, adding, "but I'm not comfortable with him shaving in my bathroom. All right, I just thought I'd say it out loud," she said. "I was a voice. That's all I did. I have a voice, and I always use it," she said of her calling attention to the matter and taking photos to show law enforcement. She was later informed that Planet Fitness revoked her membership. Planet Fitness's Chief Corporate Affairs Officer McCall Gosling later told Fox News Digital that Planet Fitness is the home of the judgment-free zone and is committed to creating an inclusive environment. "Our gender identity non-discrimination policy states that members and guests may use the gym facilities that best align with their sincere, self-reported gender identity," he said. Related, Oli London: Modern conversion therapy is woke corporations forcing you to embrace the transgender movement. The member who posted on social media violated our mobile device policy that prohibits taking photos of individuals in the locker room, which resulted in their membership being terminated, he added. Since then, there have been bomb threats against the fitness chain across more than 24 locations in several states, including at least 3 in Alabama, 4 in Rhode Island, 4 in Mississippi, 6 in Michigan, 1 in Kansas, 1 in Delaware, 1 in Maryland, 3 in Connecticut, and 3 in Florida. One of the locations in Florida, the old St. Augustine location, is one of several that actually evacuated the members. "I think it's stupid. I think it's unnecessary," one gym-goer said of the threats. "If you have opinions about it, you should not come out and threaten other people's lives. The kids we talked to said their parents don't want them to come to any place where people are threatening to bomb the place," the individual added. Planet Fitness does allow individuals to choose a locker room facility or bathroom based on self-reported gender identity. All members, including transgender members, may use Planet Fitness locker room facilities, bathrooms, showers, and all other facilities/programs separated by sex based on their self-reported gender identity, the policy reads. Related, Rep. Crenshaw on transgenderism: "We have to discuss science.